To the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday.
It's a rainy Wednesday.
It's a rainy Wednesday.
Yeah.
You did, I gather you did not bike today.
I tried to. I put my bike clothes on, packed up my bike.
And then you saw
walked lightning. Outside.
Yep.
Had my computer on, and then it thundered, and I went, oh, I really wanted to ride.
I was ready to run. I had been watching the radar. I was like, oh, it's going to go north of us. Put on the running clothes, and then went, oop, nope. I guess today is weigh-in Wednesday.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, but
so
that's okay.
It was an indoor workout, but it was all good. And you have coffee. We have French press. We have in-studio guests.
Yeah.
We have phone guests today.
It smells so good in here.
I'm so sorry I could not get coffee to our phone guests this morning. But Ann Gonzalez, manager short-term mission training and engagement, in studio with us this morning. And we've got some short-term mission opportunities to talk about. And past trips to share as well. And Anne's enjoying the French press this morning.
I am. Thanks for having me back.
I'm not a pro at French press, so I really can't promise that it's any good.
It's coffee. It's great.
It's coffee. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. CUW.edu is where you can find out more about them. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Joining us by phone this morning, Carrie Ann Swaim. She's director of teen ministries at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and a courageous individual traveling who traveled to Poland with a team of high school students for a short-term mission trip. Carrie Ann, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Now, do you have your coffee with you there, too? Are you a coffee connoisseur?
I am. I'm actually drinking Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Nice. That is a favorite among a lot of people, though.
It is.
It's super legit.
It is. I've had it before.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big coffee connoisseur, but it was good. Good. So are you on cup one, two, three, four? What are you on?
Yes.
That is the smart answer.
Director of Teen Ministries at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. What does that entail?
Basically, we have a children's ministry director as well, and he has the kids through confirmation. So that's at our church, that's the end of sixth grade. They actually get confirmed the fall of their seventh grade year, and they start coming to teen ministry or youth ministry in seventh grade. And then I get them until they're young adults, basically graduating from college, and some of them a little bit longer.
So what inspired an international mission trip? Is this something that you had done before, or was this a new opportunity for you and the teens?
This was brand new for us. I've actually only been the director of teen ministry here at Emmanuel for 3 years, and it's been something that we've talked about wanting to start implementing, and this past year's senior class was just like, take us, and so we made a list of some things that we thought were important if we were going to do an international ministry trip. And some of the things that they came up with were like they didn't want to go in and just hand out candy bars and leave, and there's no infrastructure in place to continue the work that was being done. And so it became evident pretty quick that they wanted to do something within the LCMS where, you know, we would go help somewhere, but there was somebody there that could continue to share the gospel, et cetera, when we were gone and nurture that. So we said, okay, where do we want to go? And we popped onto the LCMS website, and the first thing that popped up was Poland. I said, hey, what about Poland? And they said, all right, let's go.
Yeah. And it sounds like your high school youth are already very wise in their outlook on international mission.
Well, we had done a couple of Bible studies and read a book about some things that could be damaging as short-term mission work.
Oh, awesome.
And we didn't want to, I guess we just felt strongly about making sure that we were going with a good organization, you know, such as LCMS, and then making sure that somebody was there to continue the work so that it's not you know, a short-term one-time thing.
Sure. Can you share a little bit about how your youth connected with the Polish youth at the church there?
Oh, yes. And it's hard to describe because when we were getting ready to go to Poland, you know, we were preparing to lead Bible camp, English language Bible camp for youth ages like 7 to 12. I think that was the age group that we had been told. And so everything we were preparing for was focusing on connecting with younger children. And that did happen, and it was amazing. But I think the thing that happened that was surprising, and the kids learned a lot more through, is that there were five older students from the parishes. The pastor we were working with actually was pastor at three parishes, so children from several different communities were there. You know, at the beginning of the week, these teenagers, they were very excited to come and just sort of hang out and talk English with us. But by the end of the week, they were helping us lead, and they were getting up and leading songs with us in the morning and being involved in their church. And one of the ladies that is a member there said that was probably the most amazing thing for her to see, is they never were leaders before. They just came and went home, and getting to see them learn how to interact with the youth and be leaders in their own church was pretty neat.
You mentioned before wanting to make sure that you are helping, not hurting, with a short-term mission, and looking at what's the best way to go about that. What's the best way to go about a short-term mission that's going to be helpful. Tell me about what you've learned since the trip, what your youth have learned from that experience, and also if you've had any contact with the youth still in Poland, and what's been going on since the trip.
Okay. That was a lot of questions.
Okay. It's two parts. How did it benefit your youth, and what are you hearing in terms of follow-up in Poland?
Okay. I think in the way of benefiting our youth, it took them out of their comfort zone, and I think made us focus back on human relationships and actually just, you know, spreading the gospel through our words and actions and forming relationships. And I think so often in today's society, everything's digital, and we lack those, you know, human bonds and relationships. And so when they talk about witnessing here, a lot of time it's like, oh yeah, I posted this on Instagram. And here it was like real conversations. And so I think our youth and the youth in Poland benefited from forming these bonds. And to lead into your second part of your question, the kids are still in contact, of course, via social media a lot, but also writing letters. We are trying to, well, obviously, we want to go back next year. Before we left, the pastor actually said, please, we want you to come back. Don't send somebody else. We want you to come back and continue the work that you've done here. And that meant so much, just because, you know, we feel like we did form some very strong bonds with the congregation members and the youth and the children. And we're working on and still trying to figure out the logistics, but those high school youth that we met and became close with and were serving alongside of us towards the end of the week, we're working on figuring out the logistics of bringing them here to go to National Youth Gathering with our youth group. And then our now college-age youth who will hopefully be going back to Poland and serving, we would just all go back together after that. It would be a tight time schedule, but for youth who are in Poland, who, at least in the area that we were serving in, being Lutheran is very uncommon. Most of them were like the only Lutheran youth in their entire school.
Wow.
So for them to be able to come in and have fellowship and worship and learn alongside Lutheran youth from, you know, basically all over the world, but, you know, in the United States, and see that there are other kids just like them, I think would be just amazing.
That's a pretty incredible experience. Anne, what is the opportunity coming up this year or next year?
2019.
Yes, that would be next year.
basically, it's the last 2 weeks of July or the first 2 weeks of August. We have the date set. You can learn more by going to servenow.lcms.org. And when she talked about, you know, tight time frame, like literally they would need to be leaving the U.S. the day after the National Youth Gathering gets over. But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
So book your flights from Minneapolis.
Basically.
Wow.
Basically, yeah.
July 16th through the 29th, it looks like.
Yep.
And July 30th through August 12th. That's the English Bible Camps in Poland 2019. There are a bunch of other opportunities listed on the servenow.lcms.org.
Yes, this page is not the only opportunity to serve, and we're actually still working with the fields to finalize a lot of our 2019 dates. So if you're interested, but Poland doesn't work for you, keep an eye out, and coming soon.
Well, Carrie-Anne, thanks for bearing with my crazy thought process. I had formed questions in my head, but they didn't make it out in English very well. So,
yeah, that happens.
But obviously you have great experience working with people who aren't familiar with English. So and I think one more point as we wrap up here that I want to point out, that you mentioned that your students were writing letters. Like, did you mean pen and paper?
I know, it's amazing.
That is outstanding.
Yeah.
Yes, we actually bought stationery.
Wow.
Nice.
That is outstanding.
Cool.
Carrie-Anne Swaim, Director of Teen Ministries at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Thanks for being our guest today and sharing your story about this short-term trip to Poland.
Well, thank you.
Well, Anne, it's been fun having you in studio.
Thanks
as always.
Thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, do you all know what September is?
I do, but it's not what we're talking about.
Family Meals Month.
Oh,
yes.
Cool.
We're going to learn more about that and maybe have some creative ideas of how to get the family around the table for family meals. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.